President Bush meets some foreign leaders over the next 2 days as part of what the White House says is the final phase of diplomatic consultations over Iraq. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and the Foreign Minister of Saudi Arabia, Prince Saud, will be at the White House today. Tomorrow, President Bush meets at Camp David with Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair. Next week, Secretary of State Colin Powell presents the U.S. case against Saddam Hussein during an open meeting at the U.N. Security Council. Joining me now is NPR National Security Correspondent Tom Gelton. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Will Powell lay out any new evidence against Iraq next week?
Some new evidence, probably, Bob. But more than that, I think what we can expect is evidence with a somewhat different spin. One way to think about this briefing next week is that it will be another version of the briefings the UN weapons inspectors gave on Monday. Hans Blix and Mohammed Al-Baradei were there and gave their report on Iraq's weapons program. And quite simply, the United States has a different take on that story. You saw this in the President's State of the Union address, where the President said Iraq has not given a suitable explanation, for example, for its use of these imported aluminum tubes. That was just one day after Mohammed Al-Baradei said Iraq's explanation did appear to be satisfactory. There was also disagreement over whether Iraq is importing uranium from Africa. So now the UN Security Council will get a chance to hear what the United States has on Iraq's weapons program. And Colin Powell will get into some other areas as well. For example, the relation between Iraq and Al-Qaeda.
Anything new there?
Administration officials say there will be some new information. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who disclosed much of the evidence on this last fall, yesterday said the evidence of this connection between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda is growing every day. But the persuasiveness of this evidence seems to lie in the eyes of the beholder. If you look, for example, at what members of Congress say when they come out of briefings on this issue, some come away completely convinced that Iraq, as the president has said, is harboring Al-Qaeda, giving them aid and protection. Other members come out of the same briefing and say they still haven't seen clear evidence. That's just the name of this game. Even within the intelligence community, there seems to be a debate over how much to make of this evidence. Basically, Bob, what's come out so far are two main points. One, a number of people with ties to Al-Qaeda have received medical treatment in Iraq. At least one of them, a guy by the name of Abu Musab Zarqawi, is of special interest. He's been tied, for example, to an Al-Qaeda cell in London that acquired this poison ricin. But the extent of his ties to the overall Al-Qaeda network is still not clear, nor is it entirely clear how much Saddam Hussein or his regime had to do with arranging this medical treatment. The other point is that some members of Al-Qaeda apparently sought training in biological and chemical weapon use in Baghdad. This information comes largely from the interrogation of detainees, but again, it's very sketchy. So it's not clear whether members of the UN Security Council are going to be convinced by it next week.
What's on the agenda with these various diplomatic consultations the president is having?
Different agendas for different meetings with Prince Saud of Saudi Arabia. They're going to be talking undoubtedly about bases and whether the United States can use them and in what way. With Silvio Berlusconi, the United States will be wanting to get help for shoring up the U.S. politically in Europe, where the U.S. is in some trouble. With Tony Blair, the closest ally of the United States, there'll be some coordination of their campaign to rally support for the cause against Iraq, and they'll be going over what evidence they can share in that regard.
NPR's Tom Gelton.